A covenant household is more than two people sharing bills, chores, meals, and a bed. It is a place of life. In scripture, the home is often a center of formation. Faith is taught around tables, children learn by watching, guests are received, prayers are offered, conflicts are repaired, generosity is practiced, forgiveness becomes visible. The household becomes one of the first places where the gospel is either made believable or made confusing. This is why marriage growth cannot stop with the couple's private happiness. A husband and wife are called to build a home that reflects God's covenant love. That home may include children, extended family, guests, neighbors, friends, students, church members, or people who are lonely and need welcome. But whatever the household looks like, the question remains: is this a place where life is being protected, formed, and multiplied? A covenant household should be a place of spiritual life. This does not mean every family devotion is perfect. It does not mean children sit quietly, spouses always agree, and prayer always feels powerful. Sometimes spiritual life looks very ordinary. A short prayer before school, a Bible verse spoken during fear, an apology after harsh words, a husband and wife asking, "What would faithfulness look like right now?" A covenant household should also be a place of emotional life. People should be able to tell the truth without being crushed. Children should not have to hide every weakness. A spouse should not have to pretend. Guests should not feel inspected. Emotional safety does not mean there are no boundaries or corrections. It means people are treated as image bearers even when they are struggling. A covenant household should be a place of bodily life. Bodies matter. Sleep matters. Food matters. Work rhythms matter. Affection matters. Children's bodies matter. Aging bodies matter. A Christian home should not treat the body as an inconvenience. We are embodied souls, and the daily care of bodies is part of love. A covenant household should also be a place of mission. Some couples are called to raise children. Some are called to foster or adopt. Some mentor young adults, some host small groups, some care for aging parents, some serve quietly through generosity. Some become a refuge for people who have never seen a healthy marriage up close. But fruitfulness must not become pressure. A life-giving household has wise limits. A couple cannot say yes to every need. They must protect their marriage, their children, their health, and their calling. Hospitality without wisdom can become exhaustion. Mission without boundaries can damage the home. So the goal is not a chaotic house full of activity. The goal is a covenant household where God's love has room to grow. A fruitful home asks, who is being loved here? Who is being formed here? Who is being welcomed here? Who is being blessed because this marriage exists? That is the covenant household as a place of life.